Flautist Hart McNeith, who plays with Frelick in the Naked Orchestra and Los Vecinos, likes what he hears when he's on the bandstand with Frelick.
I would consider him the only original guitarist I've ever heard. Because the rest of them, most guitarists play a bunch of crap. And his stuff is different. Most guitarists aren't original. You know, they're just not, and it's very boring. He's not boring. Sometimes he'll play stuff, you go like, oh my God, what am I gonna do with that? You know, he'll play something like, you know, play like, oh my, blank, 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 and you go, oh man, what am I supposed to do now, you know? But he's the only guy that I've ever played with that plays originally on guitar.
So at this point,
they stop and Wonka says, this is my experimental room. He says, this is where I hone all my tricks. And he goes in and there's pots everywhere, there's stuff everywhere.
Pot?
There's pot everywhere.
Jonathan Frelick's musical vision has trouble being encompassed by a single band.
The way I look at this town is it's one of the few places where you don't have to be artistically constipated. If you come up with something you want to explore and you want to do it, you can call some people and say, hey, I want to try this. Whereas that would be a problem a lot of places. You got people will come and try out something. So why not? You might as well say, okay, it opens up. It gets crazier and crazier how much music you can kind of get into and you start to absorb.
A lot of the Naked Orchestra for Jonathan is a social thing.
Jeff Albert has played trombone in many bands with Jonathan Frelick.
It's like, I want to get a bunch of my friends together and play some music. There's this musical drive behind it, but a lot of it, it's really a social thing. It's like, I like these people, and I want to hear them play music, so I'm going to make this gig and get all these people on it, and then I can hear them play. Yeah, we'll hang out, have a few beers, you know, play some stuff, and... You know, I think that's part of the... I know that's part of why we do it, too. You know, we definitely don't do it for the money.
Alex McMurray.
Jonathan's always had this ability to just call anybody. He's fearless. Jonathan's like, well, why are you so uptight, man? Just call him up. Who's right for the gig? I'm like, well, I don't know. Maybe I don't know. Well, just call him. You got 50 bucks? Call him. He'll do it. I'm like, well, he wouldn't want to hear this stuff. He's like, no, you're wrong, Alex. You're wrong. Call him up. Say, I got 50 bucks. Come play this song. These songs. Man, this is the biggest lesson I ever brought up from Jonathan is the kind of fearlessness. It just, there should be nothing standing between you and the realization of a composition. If you need Tim Green, get Tim Green. And here's Tim Green, arguably the preeminent musician playing in New Orleans. They call Jonathan back. Jonathan calls them and they actually return his phone call. So what am I crazy? These guys... know what music is.
Saxophonist extraordinaire Tim Green explains that both Frelick's music and personality hold great appeal.
He's a very deep thinker. When I'm with him or when we speak on the phone, at some point he will give me, it might only be one nugget of something that I hadn't heard about before. So he's very interesting in that way. That you not only learn music from him, but you learn other things in other areas of life. He's got a tremendous sense of humor. He has a real big heart, too. He cares about people and about things that are important, and he's shared that with me, and he's shown concern for me as a person, as well as a musician, and that's very neat. He's a friend. With Jonathan, he's given me the freedom to creatively express even the melodies, the actual tune itself, as well as having a lot to do with how the music moves within the course of a piece. For instance, when we're improvising or how the tune will end up going, I've been given a tremendous amount of freedom and the authority to move music in the direction of the moment that I feel this would be an interesting place for us to go. And that was instantaneous from the first time that I played with Jonathan in his band and with his music.
Bassist James Singleton has played in many bands with Frelick. He speaks of what makes Frelick's music a rewarding experience.
Uh,
I admire his compositions. I think he's a great composer. I think he's in a long line of really great composers in New Orleans, because these great pieces just inspire us to improvise, and that's been, you know, the greatest experience that I've had in New Orleans is playing people's compositions and have it evolve into something that none of us knew was possible, and hopefully tell us and the listener something that we didn't know about ourselves.
Both Tim Green and James Singleton play in Jonathan's band Naked on the Floor. Freilich explains this band's early gigs at Café Brazil on Frenchman Street in New Orleans.
And then Naked on the Floor was starting similarly around that time. I had some ideas about some kind of more, it wasn't exactly atmospheric, but it was kind of ways to dramatize melodies. And this is where the Naked thing came from, was we used to play at Café Brazil. Was the only place I used to be a lot of gigs. I mean, we'd have the early show and the late show, you know. And so you go and do the early show, and we weren't allowed to play on stage because the reggae band would be coming in. We used to play on this the open floor, wide open, in front of the stage. You know, there was hardly anybody there. Maybe one drunk, two drunks at the bar, I think. And then the reggae band would come up and start setting up and sound checking, as if you weren't there playing a show. I remember. Which was really funny. It was just like, who the hell are you, you know? And you'd be playing and they'd be setting up and sound checking, you know. So, and I remember Kenny Claymore looked at the window, he's like, Zay was having like, yeah, I play Naked. He's like, yeah, that's it. Naked on the Floor, man, you know. So that's what it was. I think it was Naked Music, and he called it Naked on the Floor.
He's got a very intense stage presence that, you know, sometimes can also be comical. Half hunched over and his tongue hanging out. And he waves his guitar in circular motions.
Stan Moore is the drummer for Naked on the Floor back in the early days.
But I think that he's usually, to me, trying to evoke some kind of emotion or evoke some kind of feeling out of the people who are listening to him, as opposed to, hey, you know, here's Birdie and here's, you know, here's the Dweedle. Birdie, 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 Dweedle, 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 Dweedle. It's like, you're not going to hear Jonathan play that. You know what I'm saying? Jonathan is trying to get you to think more and get you to feel. He's trying to do something to you. He's trying to evoke either joy or pain or anger out of you. Sometimes you might want to grab him by the neck and take the guitar out of his hand and smash it on the ground. But he gets you to feel something, you know? And it takes a lot of courage, I think, to really put your neck out on the line like that. And really, you know, expose yourself in a way that, you know, I'm going to take a chance right now. And half the people in this room might walk away thinking that I can't play guitar. Of course, anybody who knows Jonathan knows that that's not the case. But sometimes, you know, the music that he plays is so different than people don't know what to make out of it. And, you know, some people might walk away, oh my God, that was the most brilliant thing I've ever heard in my life. And some people might say, are you sure that guy knows what he's doing? And that's the magic of it, you know? Sometimes you hear him, that's the thing, is he'll always surprise you.